Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And like every week, we're ready to provide you the latest home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. We're going to have a lot of fun and take you through a lot of different subjects about your home that you'll be interested in, because it's that time of the year to really start planning and doing some things, because spring is right around the corner. One of the things that we're going to be talking about, we have a homeowner that's trying to refinish the hardwood floors, but in years past, someone glued some vinyl down on top of it. We have a little bit of glue residue there. Joe, that's not the first question we've gotten like that one.
Yeah, hopefully we won't be getting too many more of those as the transition out of gluing floors down is disappearing, because there's so many floors these days, Danny, that you don't have to glue down. You used to have to glue down, or floating floors or some other underlayment system. But yeah, some of the toughest parts of removing any floor is removing what's under the actual flooring, not the flooring itself.
That's right. And so we're going to help that homeowner out, because there's nothing like a beautiful refinished hardwood floor. Just some take a little more effort in order to get it to look that good. Hey, another thing that we're going to talk about, you know, you hear these trends, and it's kind of funny. Sometimes you'll hear a trend, something new that people are trying, when if you really look at it, it's an old process, like lime washing. And we're going to talk about lime washing bricks. You can do, you know, we've done one recently on the Today's Homeowner television show where we lime washed a brick fireplace that really was looking out of date. Man, it made it look so good. But what about lime washing the entire outside of a home? Is that a good idea or not?
Well, whether it's a good idea or not, I guess it's up to your personal taste, but you can absolutely do it. And for people who aren't familiar with it, lime washing is sort of like painting, but you remove some of the paint and you can distress some of the areas. Like in this case, if it's a brick home, some of it, and it comes in a few different colors, several different colors. So let's say it's an off-white kind of paint, the lime wash you want to put on. Some of the bricks, depending on how much you wash off or scrub off, can be a little more white, then some can be a little less white. And it really gives a distressed, a beautiful look to a house, especially if you're repainting a house as well and you're trying to get rid of the red brick look.
Exactly. Yeah, some bricks a little more attractive than others. We also have a homeowner that's going to they're really pondering about parting ways with an old friend. They've had a friend for 15 years, and they think it might be time to find another one. Their friend, their water heater. So, you know, after 15 years, is it really worth repairing it? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Or should they consider replacing that? Those are some of the questions that we get quite a bit. And we'll dig into that in a little bit. And also, what about that simple solution coming up this hour, Joe?
Well, we're getting to springtime in most parts of the country, right? People are starting to clean out the house and maybe starting to work outdoors. And a leaf blower is a great tool to have. But what if you don't have one? I have a simple solution on using a shop vacuum as a leaf blower.
Oh, there you go. That sounds good. Everybody has that shop vac these days. Hey, another thing, this is the start of the entry period for one of the most popular contests we do here on Today's Homeowner, and that is our Backyard Paradise contest. We've done this for years and years. It's always great. We've been all over the country. We've done backyards in Colorado and New Hampshire and Virginia, California, and so everybody in all 50 states are eligible to this contest, and we're going to give you the details how you can enter your backyard, and we will roll in there. Not only will we create an awesome backyard for you, we will also record one of our episodes of our show, so you'll also be able to be on national television.
And all 50 states does indeed include Hawaii, so
that's right. I know.
Just in case you're thinking, you know,
every year we get a few applications, entries from Hawaii. That's very, very tempting. You know, we have our 25th year, our anniversary, coming up in a couple years of our national television show. And a lot of the guys that have been with me a long time said, you know, it'd be a good time maybe to head out to Hawaii and we can do an episode there. We can learn to surf. We can scuba dive and, you know, whatever else you do there, which is always a lot of fun to go there. But I don't know, you start hula dancing. Yeah, of course, you can see me hula dancing, I'm sure. But, you know, you think about you start sitting down and you plan a trip for, let's say, 10 or 12 people.
Yeah.
It gets expensive. I mean,
you think? You
know,
yeah.
Even if I love renting these houses. You know, you can get houses in these vacation areas pretty reasonable. But even doing that gets a little expensive. So I'm not sure we'll be able to fulfill that goal of several people. But, Joe, you know, we always talk about the importance of planning ahead on any project. It really is some of the best time you can spend on any remodeling project that you're doing. If you really do your homework, make sure you know exactly where you're going and you have the materials lined up. Now, in years past, we've been very spoiled by getting almost anything we need overnight or 2 days, something like that. Boy, is it different now. I am hearing some stories about, for a variety of reasons, mostly going back to the pandemic and how far behind some companies are in producing things, their inability to get the materials they need in a timely fashion. So I would really, and also home improvement is red hot. I mean, there's more stuff going on right now in America in terms of improving homes than probably ever has been. So all of these elements put together makes it quite a challenge for people to get products. Chelsea is, you know, we're in the middle of preparing for a large renovation of her house. At a store yesterday, she let me know that they made her aware that they couldn't even get appliances, the kind of appliances she wanted, for 6 months. Can you imagine that?
Well, what happens if your refrigerator dies and you need one immediately?
Well, I think there's some companies that have them in stock. And, of course, she's looking at a stainless steel finish, which is, again, the most popular.
Right.
But, you know, in some brands, and they explained it several different ways. You know, one is some of the larger companies saw the shortages coming up and they bought everything they possibly could and stacked their warehouse up, which created a shortage. There's also embargo situations where compressors are coming in from overseas and they're sitting there on the dock for 2 or 3 months because they don't have the inspectors back, you know, geared up due to a lot of the work shutdowns and so forth. So there's quite a ripple effect there. And then you add in how busy everything is. It's a pretty significant challenge there. Cabinets, a lot of cabinetry is a long lead time there because a lot of those factories were reduced down to a third of their workforce or shut down for an entire month. Windows, some of the window manufacturers and replacing those. Heard the other day one company was 12 weeks after they placed the order before they could even get the window. So I'm not sure this is going to be over with overnight.
No. Well, if it took several months to slow the industry down, it's going to take several months to speed it back up and get it where it needs to be. And although more and more workers are going back, you know, there's a lag time between, not to mention the supplier who's been supplying wood to the window company. I mean, they've got to catch up, too. It's not only the window company. It's everybody else along that whole supply chain from the glass manufacturers. And now there's a sand shortage, so we might even be able to get glass pretty soon. I mean,
sand.
It's not a shortage yet, but they're warning us. The scientists of the world are warning us that there's been a huge increase in the requirement for sand. And only water is in more of a demand than sand across the world. So, because sand is used in almost so many products, including anything made out of glass, from the screen on your phone to the windows in your house. And, you know, but really it's the concrete, the use of it in concrete. And China's been buying up, you know, just going through a building boom for the last 20 years, and it's not slowing down. And they use, I think I read, they're claiming like 58% of the sand in the world. We're actually running out of sand. And someone's like, how are you going to run out of sand? Isn't a desert full of sand?
Yeah,
a
desert full of sand.
But not all sand is alike.
We've got a lot of beaches down here, you know, and a lot of times when they have the erosion on the beaches, they'll do the dredging and they'll dredge, you know, go out a half mile and then they'll dredge back up. So, I mean, it seemed like that would be one thing that would never go out. And also, all sand's not the same, because, you know, you get into like the West Coast and everything, some of the beaches, that sand's very, very coarse compared to some of the things down in the southeast along the Gulf of Mexico is so fine. Yeah. So I'm sure that plays into it as well.
Well, and plus, you know, there's so much sand reserves, for lack of a better word, in deserts. But desert sand is all windblown. And the windblown sand is too smooth, and they can't use it in concrete. So all that sand is useless. Has to be coarse. And you can get coarse sand at the bottom of rivers, but they don't want people dredging up rivers just to get the sand. So I think this is something that we're going to hear a lot more of over the next few years.
And, oh, man, you never know what we're going to be facing when we're trying to improve our homes, build homes. There's a lot of challenges out there. And then you can have a whole nother discussion on the amount of unskilled labor that's in the country now and the big need for that. Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. We have emails. We have phone calls from all over the country and a lot of other fresh information we're going to share with you, including how you can enter our Backyard Paradise contest. All that and a whole lot more coming at you right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started.
Spring is on its way. Almost time to roll out the green carpet. Start planning now with innovative help from the Home Depot. Use our project calculators to figure how much grass seed you'll need or just the right amount of mulch. Our online workshops and how-to videos will get you up to speed fast. From outdoor fire pits to planter projects, if you're ready to roll, so are we. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Heard coast to coast on some fantastic stations like this one, WKWN AM 1420 and 106.1 FM in Trenton, Georgia.
Trenton is located in far northwestern Georgia, close to the Tennessee and Alabama state lines. It was originally called Salem when it was founded in 1830. Then in 1841, the town was renamed Trenton after the New Jersey state capital. Now, I'm not sure why a town in Georgia would want to be named after the state capital of New Jersey, but in any case, it's been Trenton, Georgia ever since. So hello to everybody in and around the Trenton, Georgia area. Give us a call if you have a home improvement question.
You know, we get a lot of calls and a lot of emails from that area, and we would encourage to keep them coming, and you can give us a call anytime on our Today's Homeowner Hotline. That number, 800-946-4420. Now, that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can pick up the phone anytime that you have a question. You might have a comment. You might be listening to the radio right now and saying, boy, I wish they would cover more of this or mention this. Well, pick up the phone and call us and let us know what you have on your mind. And we also welcome emails, and we're going to be tackling a lot of those emails this week. But you can send us one right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to head right to Michigan. Nancy's on the line. Nancy, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. I hear you're trying to recover a hardwood floor. Tell us where you're at with this.
Yeah, we have, it's a white, we found out it's a white and red oak hardwood floor, original to the house, probably built back in the 50s, and we're sanding it down. We've got most of it sanded down, but we did have this section that was in front of the front entry door and the coat closet that someone at some point had put ceramic tile down. Now, we got the ceramic tile up, and the hardwood floor is still under there. There was a thin black adhesive, we think like a linoleum adhesive that was used. And I've tried everything. I actually did remove it. I tried Goof Off and a couple other things. But the only thing that took that up was mineral spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my concern now is that on that hardwood floor in that section, now I have mineral spirits because I've had to go over it like two or three times, you know, to get this adhesive up.
Mm-hmm.
And my question was regarding the mineral spirits on that hardwood floor. We want to finish sanding and then stain. We're going to stain it. We have to stain it a little darker because there are some stains in the middle of the living room part.
Right, right.
But I guess my concern is that mineral spirits, what do I need to do with that? Because that's on the hardwood floor.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you've already done the lion's share of the work there, and congratulations on that, because that can really be a tough project to do.
Oh, it's been a job.
Oh,
yeah.
I can tell all kind of challenges there. But Joe, wouldn't you think? And I know the concern of the mineral spirits soaking down into the grain of the woods and so forth. But don't you think with evaporation that it's pretty much going to pull that mineral spirits out? I mean, now if it's in a closet, certainly. Opening that and, you know, accelerating that with a fan could help. But the sanding, in addition to just pure ventilation, don't you think Nancy's going to be okay on that?
Yeah, Nancy, I think most of the mineral spirits will have evaporated, and you can neutralize it just with water. So I would just take a damp cloth, you know, like maybe an old towel, soak it in water, wring out most of it. You don't want it too dry, but you don't want it sopping wet. And just scrub the floor with that, then follow up immediately with some dry towels just to remove any excess water. You might have to do that a couple of times. And that's about all you would need to do. Now, if you needed to clean it, then I would go to, you know, a commercial product. There's a company called Bona, B-O-N-A, and they make a product called Power Plus Hardwood Floor Cleaner. And read the labels, make sure that it's for use on bare wood. I'm pretty sure it is, but something like that, or Rejuvenate makes one called Floor Refresher, to just get it as clean as you can prior to staining. Now, this is after you've cleaned out the mineral spirits, you've sanded, you've done whatever you needed to do, but before staining it and then applying a top coat.
Okay.
And I think it's going to look great. I mean, a combination white oak, red oak floor from the 50s that you've been able to save.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work, but you're probably never going to see a hardwood floor that looks like that because the old growth lumber used in those days, the wood's just spectacular. So congratulations for saving it.
Yeah, we thought we'd give it a try. There are some darker stains in the center of the living room, I think, just from where the carpet was on it for years.
Sure.
But we're sanding it. If we can't, we'll just have to stain it probably a little darker to cover that.
Well, that's a good thing about staining it is you'll even it all out, because there will be differences between the red oak and a white oak anyway, so this will sort of even it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And if some are darker and some are lighter, that's fine. I have red oak flooring in my house, and it just has a clear polyurethane on it, and some boards are really, really dark, and some are really, really light.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks fine to me. I don't know. You know, I don't really look at it that much anymore.
What a great project. It sounds like you got a good positive attitude. That's half the battle right there.
Yeah, you're right. Well, thank you. That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be with the mineral spirits. I'll give that a try, and I'm sure that'll work.
Great, Nancy. Well, thanks so much for being a part of the show today, and best of luck to you, and have a great weekend.
Thanks so much. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Hey, let's go right to our email stack here. Marcia in Alabama asks, "Hi, Danny. I love your show. I want to paint my cabinets, but I don't have any idea what kind of paint to use. The cabinets have a medium oak stain. Now, I watched a video about painting with chalk paint. Do you think that's a good idea? If not, what do you suggest? Thank you, and keep up the good work." Well, thank you for those good comments, Marcia.
Yeah, keep working, will you, Danny? She must think you're
that's right.
Slacking. You're talking about Hawaii too much.
That's what my wife says. Keep working. But I don't know, Joe. You know, the chalk paint has been very interesting to see how people are, you know, recycling different pieces of furniture. And one of the appeals of chalk paint is they say, you know, you have very little prep, no priming. You put it on and it holds up real good. But, you know, when you're talking about kitchen cabinets particularly, or bathroom cabinets, they're going to get more abuse than any kind of furniture that you're having in your house. And I'm not sure chalk paint is a very good suggestion on that, because I just don't think it would have the durability that you would have with other paints that have a harder finish.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I mean, unless you went over it with a clear top coat of polyurethane or something like that, you might be better off with a whitewash stain and then a poly over that, polyurethane over that, or just choose a paint. You know, I mean, she's going for medium oak stain, maybe just go to a paint. And they do make paint specifically for cabinets. It's pretty expensive. I used one from Benjamin Moore, and I think it was like $60 a gallon, but it goes a long way. I mean, a gallon do the 2 gallons would do a large kitchen easily. So there's your option. But yeah, if you can do chalk paint, I'd be concerned the same thing. It might not be as durable, and you might have to go over it with a polyurethane, but then now you got two coats on it, you know?
Right. Yeah. I think I'll tell you what, Marcia, I would strongly suggest you head over to todayshomeowner.com and in our little search engine there, put painting cabinets, and we have a lot of videos and a lot of step-by-step articles that'll take you through the process, because it is a bit of a process. I mean, in order to do it right, you have to do the prep necessary, because there's a lot of buildup on cabinets. You have grease, you have, you know, other just things on cabinets that you have to get off before you apply any paint. So there may be a little bit of a need for a deglosser. You're going to have to do a little sanding. You know, you got to consider what you're going to do with that hardware. And then also we have a lot of tips on there about paint additives that you can use to eliminate any brush strokes. It's really some very inexpensive, simple ways that you can get those professional results by using just a few of these techniques. Again, just todayshomeowner.com and put in painting interior cabinets. Hey, coming up, they make so many innovations these days in storm doors and how you can screen out the insects from, you know, with very innovative ways. We've got a really unique aluminum storm door I'm going to tell you about when we come up, and we'll give you that information on how you can enter one of the largest contests we have every year, our Backyard Paradise Contest. All of that and a whole lot more coming up right where you are right now. You're at the right place to get all the home improvement information that you need. Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Emco 400 Series Universal Self-Storing Aluminum Storm Door. Let me tell you all about it. The storm doors serve a very important function by protecting your door and adding insulation to that opening. But for many, they're also double up as a screen door in warmer weather. Now, the Emco 400 Series Aluminum Self-Storing Storm Door makes that even easier by adding a retractable insect screen that stores in the door frame. Simply lower the upper glass panel in the top of the door and roll out the screen for warm weather, or roll it back for an unobstructed view when it's not in use. The universal design accommodates right or left-hand operation, and installation is a very simple 2-hour or less job that only requires basic tools. So for more information on this unique storm door, the Emco 400 Series Universal Self-Storing Aluminum Storm Door, just log on to HomeDepot.com. That sounds very, very interesting there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take the screen out and the windows out and switch them and store them, you know, depending on the season. So, yeah, it saves you that trouble. It stores right in the door. It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Joe, we had a caller on the hotline. Matter of fact, let me remind you of that. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. And we had a call where a homeowner was asking about lime washing. And it's kind of ironic because we're doing a lot of research right now about lime washing. We've used it before on interior fireplaces, which had great results on it. But we have a homeowner that's interested in doing that outside their home. And we're about to do a television show on that very thing. Thought it would be convenient to bring Chelsea Lipford Wolf in, because she's been doing a lot of research to find out the latest and greatest way to possibly do lime washing on the outside brick surface.
Convenient for us, not for Chelsea.
I know, exactly. Exactly. Chelsea, what?
Your dad forgot that part, Chelsea.
You know, Chelsea, this is something that has been done for many, many years, and manufacturers have responded and created easier ways of doing that. What did you find out in anticipation of this particular project? What did you find out about the world of lime washing?
Well, speaking of worlds, it's a very old world and kind of a European look to use lime wash. And instead of like a solid paint, it's you apply it and then you remove it from certain bricks. So you kind of create that unique and very organic looking covering for your bricks.
Yeah, I thought it was unique that you're able to apply it and then you actually are able to kind of take a little off here or a little off there. It's kind of almost like a palette that an artist has that you step back and look at it and kind of change it the way you want it.
That's right. And, you know, you can apply it with the product we're looking into. You can apply with a paint sprayer and it comes like a very concentrated goop almost, and you dilute it with water, anywhere from 50 to 100% dilution with water, depending on the look that you want. So it's very customizable, and in my opinion, is pretty easy to do because you can use a paint sprayer, and then you simply use a spray bottle or a garden hose to remove it from the bricks that you want to remove the lime wash from. And on top of that, the directions actually call out, which I think is really funny, that within 5 days of applying it, you can actually pressure wash all of it off of your house. So if you put it on and you totally hate it, you can use a pressure washer and remove it. But after those 5 days, it is stuck on your bricks for good.
Well, that's the great thing, Chelsea, right, is that it's very forgivable. I mean, it's unlike almost any other finish I've ever heard of. You know, you can, when you first apply it, you have 45 minutes, let it set. Then you can, as you said, you can wash off some of it or all of it. And that's what gives that distressed look. It's not like painting where every single brick looks exactly the same.
Right.
And you can dilute it, as you said, thicker, thinner, depending on whether you want the color to be richer or thinner, meaning, you know, less white or less. And how many colors do you know? I know it's probably doesn't come in as many colors as paint, but certainly enough colors to satisfy most people's personal palette, right?
The lime wash in particular that I'm looking at has 7 colors that are ranging from white to beige to like a gray white. So they are kind of in that white wheelhouse. There are other products available for bricks, like specifically brick paints that can be matched to almost any color.
Right. And one of the things, too, I think that, you know, I've always questioned painting brick because you're completely sealing the brick. And brick needs, masonry needs to breathe a little bit. But with lime wash, you have that property that you can get some coloration just like you want, as thick or as thin as you want, but it still allows that brick to breathe a bit.
That's right. Yeah, I was going to bring up that point, so I'm glad you did. But, yeah, it's, you know, it's a mineral product, and so it just allows those bricks to breathe, so you're not going to be, you know, keeping that condensation inside the walls or anything.
Right. So there's some options for you if you're thinking of trying to changing those bricks. Some brick are beautiful. Other brick, well,
not so much.
So here's a great option there. And stay tuned because we're going to feature this on an upcoming show on Today's Homeowner. And you can find out more about lime washing by going to todayshomeowner.com and put in lime wash. Thank you very much, Chelsea. Okay, we want to tell you about the big announcement here of the Backyard Paradise Contest. Now, you can enter the Backyard Paradise Contest right now for your chance to win an outdoor living space from our friends at Pavestone and Quikrete worth up to $10,000. Plus, the winner's makeover project will be featured on an upcoming episode of the Today's Homeowner television show. So to enter, fill out the entry form at todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise. Tell us why your yard is in need of a makeover and include a couple pictures so that we can see exactly what you're dealing with. Now, the contest runs through April 4th, so you don't want to delay and risk forgetting about this. So it's very easy right now to go to todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise. And again, this is brought to you by our friends at Pavestone and Quikrete. Joe, we always have so much fun with the guys from Pavestone and Quikrete. Boy, they come in and then Chelsea and I are there and our TV team, and it is just a wonderful thing, especially when you can transform someone's yard. They've been looking at this yard, they've been wanting to do something, and then we make it happen.
Yeah, well, unless you are a past winner of this contest, who doesn't need a backyard makeover, right? Who has a backyard they say, this is perfect, this is exactly the way I want it? Very few people, I suspect.
Exactly right. Hey, do you have an old water heater? You're wondering, is it as efficient as the newer ones? When should you replace that water heater? We're going to tackle those questions and a whole lot more when we come back right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. Danny and Joe will be right back.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
When your backyard feels like a private resort, every day is like being on vacation. So enter the Backyard Paradise Contest today for a chance to win your own luxurious landscape worth up to $10,000. The pros from Pavestone and Quikrete will design a project just for the winner's home and help Danny and his team install it. Plus, the whole process will be featured on an episode of Today's Homeowner. So get your yard ready for summer. Complete your entry right now at todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise. Brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete.
Say no to cold, drafty windows this winter with a Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kit. The kit helps block drafts with puncture-resistant rolled film that's 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high-traffic or pet-friendly homes. The easy-to-use roll of film means there's no measuring needed. Once it's in place, just cut it to size. And the crystal-clear film means you don't have to sacrifice your view for comfort. Say no to the cold and visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
Hey, I'd like to remind you of the Today's Homeowner telephone number. Very easy to remember, 800-946-4420. Your place that you can call us anytime at all, just like James from Missouri did. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, hi guys.
Hey, glad to have you on. Tell us about this water heater story you got going here.
Well, before I do that, I just discovered your radio show on Sunday evening here on KRMS 1150 AM, and I do watch you guys on television all the time, and I just think you got a great show. Lake of the Ozarks is where I'm at in Missouri. We got really hard water. My zero water meter reads 350 when I take it out of the tap.
Huh.
And so I've replaced my elements in my water heater every 2 years ever since I retired here.
Oh, wow.
So it's a pretty standard thing. You know, the water heater stops heating, and I take an element out, and it's gone. And so I replaced the elements. This last time I replaced the elements. I replaced the upper thermostat and lower thermostat. Got everything working fine. And then all of a sudden, a day later, the circuit breakers popped. So I reset them, and it worked for a little while, and then it popped again. So I'm not sure if I need what I need to do.
Well, I tell you, something is not jiving there very well, James. It's kind of a potentially dangerous situation there if the breaker continues doing that. Now, I have seen, just as one possibility, breakers do go bad and they get a little too sensitive after a while. So it's not a hard thing at all to replace that one breaker to see if that's it. But, you know, when you're talking about a water heater that's 15 years old and life expectancy on water heaters is about 10 to 12 years, you have a situation there, particularly with all of the work that you're doing on it, that you really might want to consider getting a new water heater because they're going to be so much more efficient and certainly, you know, a lot more maintenance free. You're not going to have to continue to replace those elements. And I'll tell you what I would suggest is buying one. You know, you can go to Home Depot and buy a really good energy efficient water heater. Bring it to your house, and then have a plumber. Plumbers a lot of times like that, not having to buy one, that they can come by and install it, and it can save.
Oh, really?
You know, it can save you a little more money. And you know, some people talk about the tankless water heaters. There's advantages to that, but getting a traditional water heater, a tanked water heater like that, can be installed fairly inexpensively.
Well, you know, I get a lot of this buildup from calcium and lime in the water heater, and I clean that out. And I looked through the little hole in the top where I looked through there with a flashlight. The inside seems like it's glass-lined and looks like it's not bad shape.
Hmm. Well, I wonder on that. I know, Joe, you've dealt with a lot of the water filters, and
right.
Even though you might not want one on, you know, the entire house, but that feed going into the water heater, do you think James would benefit by having a filter in this case?
Yeah, James, you have hard water. The solution is a water softener, which will take that hard water, take the minerals out.
I was just going to ask you that. I don't have a water softener, and I wondered if getting one would help, because I think I would like to do that first.
Right. I would get the water tested, and if the minerals really, if it shows it as hard water, you know, that would be your solution, is to get a I had one put in a couple of years ago, and it works great. You have to keep filling it with salt, but it works pretty well. Now, you've done pretty much everything I would have suggested doing. Usually it's a bad thermostat that trips this. And also, by the way, for you and anybody else listening, if you have a device, whether it's a water heater or anything else, and it keeps tripping the breaker, don't keep flipping the breaker back on and off, because you could risk overheating the wiring, and that's a fire hazard, so don't do that. Now, there are two other reasons.
Yeah, well, I turned it off, and I just heat the water I need. Now, the last time this happened was about a week ago, so I've just been trying to figure out what to do. And then I heard your show, so that's why I called.
Well,
so.
We're glad you called. I can think of two other reasons, other than the obvious ones, or why, you know, bad breaker or bad thermostat, is if the element itself, the heating element, if it's inside, it's encased in a covering. If that casing cracks or breaks, and the wire inside that gets exposed to the water, that's a short circuit, and that will trip the breaker. The other thing can happen, if there's a gasket that fails somewhere in there, it'll make contact, the water will make contact with an electrical component, and that'll trip the breaker. So, you know, it might still, even though that element's relatively new, if there's any kind of short or compromise in it, that will, you know, that'll trip the breaker. And these are all safety issues, so it's good to get that checked by a contractor.
Yeah. Can I ask you one other quick question?
Sure.
You mentioned water softener. Is there test kits I can buy that checks I can do my own?
Yes. In fact, I have a simple solution. I can't think of it right now, but you put something in a, I'm going to look it up, and you can shake it in a water bottle, and depending on how, there's a lot of foam or not too much foam.
Like checking your swimming pool water.
Right. Let me come up with that simple solution. I'll share it with you and our audience after the next break.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Well, James, what we need to do is you need to get these couple things fixed so that you can do a little fishing, you can do a little hiking, and enjoy that beautiful part of the world you live in right there.
Well, 1,300 miles of shoreline.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. You got plenty to see. And thanks so much for listening to our television show and watching our television show and listening to the radio show. We really appreciate that. We have a lot of great listeners and viewers there in the Missouri area. So, James, have a great weekend. We appreciate you being a part of the show.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, Joe, what about a quick tease on that simple solution that's coming up?
The next simple solution is how to use your shop vac as a leaf blower.
There you go. That ought to be interesting, especially if you got a little dust out in that workshop or garage. Joe's got a solution on this next simple solution that'll be coming up right after this break. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
We're all ready for spring. Now's the time to get ready for spring projects with help from the Home Depot. Install a brand new faucet, lay down fresh new flooring, roll on a bright new coat of paint. Need to figure square footage or paint coverage? Our project calculators will do the math. Do it all from our app and get delivery right to your door. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust TiteBond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, TiteBond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. TiteBond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
We were just having a conversation with James in Missouri about his water heater having a lot of problems with his the water that's very hard coming into his house. Causes of problems with his water heater. Joe, you had some additional information on that.
Yeah. First of all, the very easiest way and the best way, not the easiest way, but the very best way to check is to, if you have hard water, get a water sample and take it to a water testing lab and let them run a full analysis. But 85% of homes in this country, Danny, have hard water. So it's a very common problem. But here's a quick test to see if you have hard water in your home. If it turns out to be a positive test, then maybe you can go do further testing. But you put about a half a cup of water in a bottle, like an empty water bottle, just put half a cup of water, add 5 or 6 drops of liquid dish soap, screw the cap back on, and shake it really vigorously for about 20 or 30 seconds. If you have a lot of foam at the top of the water, because the soap will foam up, if there's like a thick layer of foam, chances are the water is not hard. If there's very little foam, if you just get like a little thin layer of bubbles, then and the water itself is cloudy, then chances are the water is hard. So that's a very simple way to determine. If you're seeing cloudy water and very little soap, then the next step would definitely be to go to a water lab, get an analysis done, and then you can determine whether or not you need a water softener.
I got you. Great, great information there. Speaking of great information, you have a simple solution for us.
I do indeed. Here's how to convert your wet-dry vacuum into a portable leaf blower. Now, you wouldn't use this to blow the leaves off your entire property, but if you have, like, to clean out your garage or your deck steps or a patio or the deck itself, what you'd first do is unlatch and remove the upper motor unit from the canister, the big tub, just snap off the top part, and then attach the vacuum hose and the wand to the port on the blower side of the motor, right? Because all shop vacs have a vacuum side and a blower side. So you hook it up to the blower side, and that's it. Now you're ready to just carry, you're not carrying the whole vacuum around, you're just carrying the top part of it, the motor, and you just put an extension cord on there and just wander around and just blow out the garage. It works amazingly well.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, I actually realized a few years ago that some people don't actually know that you can reverse that hose, that they just never do that. It's just a vacuum cleaner. That's all it does.
Right.
But when you think about it, that can be used for a lot of different things when you're able to, you know, have that. And again, it's not quite as strong as some of the leaf blowers and so forth, because I saw a stat the other day that one of the leaf blowers, pretty small, modest one, had 158 mile per hour winds coming out of it.
Wow,
how did when do you ever need that? But you know, when you're when you have maybe the damp leaves or damp straw, a lot of times that does help quite a bit on that.
So, right.
Good.
Well, they're getting more and more popular, and a lot of them are battery powered these days. So we're going to see. In fact, some manufacturers like DeWalt and some other tool manufacturer are making one specifically designed for just construction sites for blowing sawdust off the the floor deck.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. A lot of information we've been able to share with you over this past hour, and I hope you're able to stay with us for the second hour of today's Homeowner Radio. But if you have to run off and do a project real quick, or you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, no worries. Go to todayshomeowner.com/radio and you won't miss a thing. And remember our very popular podcast. You can find out more about it, and you can upload it anywhere that you upload your podcast. But go to todayshomeowner.com/podcast. To find out more, and you can even send us a question that we will answer on the podcast. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime. 800-946-4420 or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.